cards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine.
Morena, Rachel. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good to hear. We've got some questions from the BFM listeners about unions and employment stuff. Are you happy to field some of those this morning?
Never get tired of it.
Fantastic. Hey, well, our first question is from someone who's a bit worried about misrepresentation. What do we do if we feel our union delegate at work hasn't really understood our concerns? We're worried it's going to be misrepresented. Sounds like a tricky one.
Yeah, this does sound like a tricky one. So this is a really good question, because you shouldn't feel like, you know, whatever the union delegate says goes, because they do represent you. And if they're not representing you, it's really important to remember that they're elected by you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's every year. I could be wrong. It might be every 2 years. A union delegate has to be re-elected. So if you feel like a delegate isn't representing you, just remember, you know, you have to re-elect them. So you might not nominate this person again. The other thing is, there's not actually a limit on how many delegates you can have in a workplace.
Mm.
We usually say you need a delegate for every 10 employees. But if you have like a delegate that's a bit stink and you know, you're feeling misrepresented, why not elect another one? If you maybe you're the person that could be the delegate to represent those issues. You know what I mean?
Can you do that at any time, or do you have to? Is there like a specific time of the year when delegates are elected?
No, you can do that any time.
That's awesome. So you can take the power into your own hands, so to speak.
Exactly.
Well, that's really good to know, though, because I know that could be a bit tricky as well for the interpersonal stuff. We've got another question here about sick leave. Someone says, we don't have very much sick leave allowance at my job, and I think we should be entitled to more. What's the best way to approach this with my boss?
So you can take various approaches. I'm going to kind of go through a couple, and then obviously my overarching answer is that if you have if you unionize your workplace and you initiate a bargaining for a collective agreement,
mm-hmm.
so a contract that covers everybody in the workplace, this is something that you could definitely negotiate for more sick leave. So currently, the nurses' union, we are negotiating for more sick leave for nurses, because it's really important that nurses are able to stay home when they're sick, because otherwise they get everybody sick, right? So that's just one part of it. But I might take a kind of escalating approach. Like, I think with these kinds of things, you want to start like communicating the issue in a collective sense, or maybe during a meeting, saying this person's going to represent our issues. But this is widely felt and deeply felt by everybody. I'd have that meeting in the first instance, and then I'd kind of get a petition going around. I'd also kind of probably use this as a good time to tell people to join the union, because to join a union, to unionize, because then, as I said, collective bargaining is a good time to bring up sick leave. But certainly, like, talking about it in a meeting with a boss, with a representative, so someone you say you're representing us, you're not representing just yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe getting a petition going or a collective letter, and then using that also as a drive to unionize and seeing how you go. Because I think if you show that a lot of people are feeling this way, I think individuals, you know, as I said, that lone voice doesn't have as much power as all of you, because then that's putting some pressure on your employer. So think about collective things you can do, like a petition or a letter, or, you know, together in a meeting, and also use it as a good, you know, opportunity to unionize.
Fantastic. I mean, it's a good time to talk about that as well, because that's very much the national conversation that's going on. So, yeah, strike while the iron's hot, so to speak.
Yeah, it's super important. Sick leave is probably the most important issue at work at the moment, because no one should be coming to work sick.
Mm.
This is, you know, it's about health and safety. It's about keeping ourselves safe. And if, you know, the minimum of, I guess, at this workplace is only 5 days of sick leave. And that's not very much.
Yeah, especially at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of workplaces have actually increased that just out of, you know, realizing that they need people to be able to stay home when they're sick. So this employer should also be thinking about that.
Fantastic. Well, our last question this morning is a tricky one. Somebody's texted in, I've been told that my job is under review at the moment. And when I've asked what that means and when I can get some clarity about it, my boss is kind of vague and palms me off a bit. What should I be doing about this?
Well, your boss sounds like a classic fuckboy, but in an employment context, so certainly. just vague and ill-defined kind of legal. that's really concerning to me. This would be something I would immediately escalate to a union organizer if you have one. But if you don't, that's okay. I would actually go to HR otherwise. Also maybe the community law center if you're not unionized. But I would just want some advice on I would want to put in writing what your concerns are and seek a response in writing, because I think that conversation needs to happen in a formal and clear way. So it should so you should get a response in writing as to what that means. And I would say that this fuckboy boss could potentially find themselves in a situation where they've disadvantaged you, and you could take a personal grievance if they don't follow if they're kind of not being very clear about your employment status. And that's incredibly stressful for you.
Sounds like a really stressful situation there. So that sounds like some good advice, Justine. Hey, thank you so much for answering our questions this week.
No worries.
We'll chat to you again next Monday.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
See you then.
Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you.